You do have the draft work plan in your packet, so I will quickly go through this. Bone marrow transplantation services, you did allow the department today to make the technical changes, so we will do that and bring it back for proposed action at a later date. I'm not going to commit to which upcoming meeting, but it will be at one of them here in 2012 yet. So, okay. Heart, lung, and liver transplantation services, you took your proposed action today, so that will move forward for public hearing, and we will bring that back to you in June for final action. Hospital beds, you accepted the amendments along with some further additional amendments. That language will now go back out for a second public hearing, and then we will bring that back to you in June for final action. MRI, again, a couple of things happening here. You did take proposed action today, so we will send that out for public hearing and the Joint Legislative Committee, and then we will bring that to you in June for final action. At the same time, we are in the process of in the nomination process of seating the MRI SAC, and actually those nominations are due today at 5 o'clock. So we will be moving forward with that. We have a tentative first start date for the MRI SAC in June. So stay tuned. All right. Open heart surgery services, that SAC has been seated. Letters have gone out, and they are scheduled to have their first meeting date coming up here on April 17th. And the rest of the dates for that group have been posted on the website this week. So if you're interested in that, the notices are out there. Pancreas transplantation services, that group at the last meeting, the commission asked that a work group be put together to take a look at and consider deregulation of those services. Right now, tentatively, we are looking at trying to start that group in May. For PET.
Brenda, hang on a second. Okay. Commissioner Sandler?
You want me to wait for my comments at the end or pancreas now?
So do it now if it's specific to that issue.
I would like Dr. Kashishi and perhaps to rethink his suggestion of needing a work group to deregulate pancreas. We do 18 pancreases. We do 300 to 400 kidneys. It's done by the same surgeon at the same time. So cost isn't an issue. And since I heard no sentiment from anybody in this room, commission or audience, and the fact that you made an excellent point that it was on a legislative list, Commissioner Kashishian, but that was a list of 10 years ago with a different legislature. The present ones are the free market guys who the more you deregulate, the better we look, so to speak. Candid remark. So would Dr. Kashishian consider just going with a vote on deregulation, not having a work group?
This is Commissioner Kashishian, and I don't feel strongly. The reason I push for a work group, we are deregulating a procedure, a service that the state legislature passed a law that said needed to be under CON. I felt that we should give the state legislature, yes, they, and with term limits, there's probably nobody in the state legislature still who was there 10 years ago when the law was passed. But maybe there's something that I don't realize or think about that would come through in a work group. Somebody might bring some transplant surgeon might bring something up that we had not thought about. And to give the citizens of the state an opportunity to discuss the issue, I still think it's the worthwhile
public
way
comment,
of going.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to.
Brenda and I have
accept
the
commission's.
Brenda and
decision.
I have the solution to your concern, okay, which is a legitimate concern. Well, is something called public comment.
Yeah, it actually what happens when the commission does decide at some point to deregulate a service. Okay, the process is that you've now taken what's considered proposed action for deregulation. So now it goes out for a public hearing, goes to the Joint Legislative Committee, letting them know that this is taking place, and then it still comes back to the commission to take a look at what was heard at that public hearing, and then you take your final action to deregulate. So it follows the same process as if you were making changes to the standards. So just wanted to clarify that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, again, Dr. Kashishian, is that alternate process acceptable to you?
If somebody wants to make a motion, I'll be happy to accept whatever the decision
is. Here's
the
motion: that we not have a work group to deregulate pancreas. We simply make a commission action to deregulate pancreas, which will go, it's a proposed action which would go to public comment. And this commission, minus me, can then make a final decision in June. And that would simply expedite a process. Otherwise, you're going to have to May work group, June do what I just said, then in September. So we pick up 3 months if this is passed. And it gives plenty of opportunity, like you say, if some transplant surgeon comes to public comment, that could be reconsidered in June. That's my motion.
Support for Dr. Sandler's motion?
Commissioner Cowling, I'll support it.
Thank you. Questions/discussion by the commission members?
Is Commissioner McCurdy, how much time would we spend? How much time would we actually save by doing that?
3 months. Plus the fact you wouldn't have a work group. You wouldn't have to staff a work group.
It's utilization resources.
Yeah. And the bottom line, Commissioner McCurdy, I don't know anybody who thinks this should continue to be regulated. And since Governor Snyder is very strong on deregulation, plus a large number of, as a large contingent across the street that also favors that, I think this would put us in the best possible light as well.
Yeah, it's Commissioner McCurdy. I don't know every pancreatic surgeon in the state. I would defer to Mark. I think if you are going to deregulate something, it's good to at least get a little buy-in and a little bit more time. And
well, they can
3 months
come to public comment. If they can make public comment, written or in person, if they disagree with us.
Now look what you've done.
Should we have a motion whether Mr. Meeker is allowed to speak? The chair will recognize Bob Meeker from Spectrum, I'm assuming, on this very issue.
I'm Bob Meeker from Spectrum Health. I have more of a question, a legal point for Mr. Pochin. Is it possible to take substantive action on a topic that was not on the original agenda posted for the public?
This is, I would argue that it is on the work, it is on the agenda since the work plan is on the agenda.
But pancreas transplant was not on the agenda.
The work plan consists of pancreas.
I'm not going to argue with you. it was merely a question.
All right, Bob. Is that it, Bob? Thanks.
Yes.
Any other comments or questions? So the motion is, if I can paraphrase, for those that made it and supported it, to do away with the work group and to proceed directly with deregulating.
Well, yes, but this would be sent to public comment.
Right, understand.
That
right.
There could be comment by, you say, by someone who has a concern, and then the commission in June would take final action, either not to regulate or have a work group then or do whatever, but then it would be done in September as opposed to being done in December.
Right.
Just a question. I guess I'm feeling uncomfortable with this vote. How long have we had this regulated? I think you mentioned, Mark, that it was originally passed as a law, that we had to oversee it. I don't know what the implications of that are on this. So I'm lacking the history of this.
Mr. Pochin can help you, but my understanding is the law says the commission can deregulate as they see fit. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't need the permission of the legislature. We can regulate. We can deregulate as we see fit.
I mean, actually, it's part of your duties under the statute to review the standards should they be changed, continued regulation or not.
All set? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. Let's see, what, five, six? Six in favor. All those opposed? Three. Motion carries. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Which means we will hear public comment come June. Yay or nay.
Okay. Which is freedom of speech. They will have plenty of opportunity to bring things to our attention if we overlook something, which we haven't.
Thank you. Okay, Brenda, we've digressed you now. If you could go.
That's okay. I'm making my notes here. This is Brenda. Okay, so pancreas will now move forward for a public hearing on the basis to consider deregulation and move to the JLC, and then we will bring that to the commission to the June meeting for final action for that consideration of deregulation. Okay, moving on to PET. You took your action today, proposed action, so that language will move forward to public hearing, and we will bring that back to you in June for final action. Psychiatric bed services, right now, that, again, a work group was asked to be put together for that. Tentatively, right now, we have a start date of June, but we'll take a look, given what's happened with pancreas. We'll see if we can change it a little bit. But right now, we are tentative to start in June on that.
Okay.
And then bring that to the commission either at the September or December meeting, depending on how many meetings that might take. Your document, standing document here on the work plan, the guiding principles, in talking with Chip, we have actually moved that forward to June for action if the commission still chooses to adopt that document. And then new medical technology, we continue to monitor with Mark. And then under the commission department and responsibilities, you've now received the fiscal year 2011 annual report, so that will come off the work plan. And then what I have added to the work plan, especially for those of you that are new to the commission, every 2 years the commission is required to do a report, a report to the Joint Legislative Committee. That next report is due here January 1 of 2013. So I put that on the work plan just to get you thinking ahead here. So.
Thank you. Is that it, Brenda?
That is it, unless I missed something. Thank you.
Scott, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Thanks, Chip. I just wanted to welcome Beth Nagel to the group. She, again, replaces Lonnie Barnett and Irma Lopez combined, and she's been with the department for 9 years, I believe, so we're glad to have her here with us. Thanks, Beth.
Beth, thank you for being here. Your timing is excellent.
You can count on that in the future.
Look forward to working with you. Thank you very much. Next, we have Brenda.
This is Brenda. I do need to have a motion to accept the work.
Comment before that.
Commissioner Sandler.
When you're going to submit technical changes to BMT at the next meeting, I would like the department to consider the possibility of eliminating a mandatory PPS exemption for Carmanos. Many years ago, we said that they had to have a PPS exemption. And that was when they acquired the DMC. And every time it comes up, we give them 4 more years and 4 more years. I don't know why, since no one's going to take away their CON, whether they get it or not. That's why we keep giving them 4 more years. I think it's a totally unnecessary regulation. They're not going to get a PPS exemption from Congress because it costs money to give them an exemption. And with the deficit concept in Congress, they're not going to get it. So I think that's a technical change that should be eliminated. Just please consider it.
Well, there's no motion.
No, just a comment, not a motion.
Okay, all right, thank you. Okay. Next agenda item.
This is Brenda. We still need to have that motion.
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Would anyone make that
motion? Yeah, a motion that the work group be accepted as amended.
The work plan. Right, thank you. Support?
Commissioner McCurdy, second.
Thank you. All in favor of the motion, raise your hand, please. Thank you. Brenda, you all set?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Next, election of officers.